Shavua Tov and Agutavach. This week, Mishnah Yomi is starting in chapter 13, Mishnah 7, and we have just a few more days of Ketuvot remaining. So Mishnah Zayin, Misha Cholach Limnat Hayam. A man went overseas, went on an extended business trip, Ve'avda Derech Sadehu, and he lost the path to his field. The situation, the Metzias here, is he has a field, and it's surrounded by other fields who are owned by other people. Now, in one of those other fields, he had a right of way. He had an established path, a derech, that he could use to access his field. And then meanwhile, while he was gone, no one knows exactly where it is. Maybe it's overgrown, maybe whatever markers are gone, removed. So we don't really know where his right of way was. Admon Omer, so Admon rules in such a case, Yelech Bektzora. He needs to have the shortest possible path from the road or the street or whatever the public thoroughfare is to access his field. He can't take more than he was possibly entitled to. Chachamim Omrim Yikne Lo Derech B'meya Mone. So the other sages, they disagree. They say he has to purchase a right of way through the outer fields to access his field, even if it's very expensive, o yifrach bavir, or he can fly through the air to get there. So somewhat sarcastically saying, no, he has to pay for the right of way. Now the Mefarshim explain the actual case at debate here. Now everyone would agree if there was one owner for all of the outside fields that ring his field, that yes, he gets a path for free, because after all, he had a path, he had a right of way before he left, they just don't know where it is, so he gets the shortest path and he gets it for free. And they would agree if it's different landowners, each landowner can say, you know, it wasn't my field you had the right of way through, it was somebody else's field. So in that situation, he would certainly have to purchase a right of way. Even Admon would agree. The case where they disagree is where there used to be multiple owners surrounding his field, and then while he was gone, one man bought up all that property. So now there's one owner. But what he could make a claim is the one owner, instead of giving him the shortest possible path for free, he can say, listen, I could return the shtar, I could return the deed of sale to the previous owner, and then there'd be multiple owners, and you would have to pay. So if you want to keep quiet and not protest and pay me something for the short right of way, then let's do that. And if not, I can return the shtar, and you're going to have to pay for it anyway. On to Mishnah Chet, Mishnah 8, Hamotzi Shtar Chov Al Chavero. Someone pulls out a loan document on his fellow. So meaning he lent money to him, and now he's pulling out the contract and saying it's time to pay the loan. The holo and the other guy, the guy who's the borrower, Hotzi, he pulls out his own paperwork. Shemacher lo et hasode. That after the date of the loan document, the lender sold him a field. So in such a case, Admon Omer, Admon rules, Yachol hu sheyomar, the borrower can claim to the lender, Ilu hayiti chayiv lucho, if I really owed you the money, like I hadn't paid you yet, Haya lucho lehipara et shelcha, you should have taken your payment, kashemacharti li et asode, when you sold me the field. The logic here being, he wouldn't have sold the field if there was a debt outstanding. He would have used the money to collect the debt first and say, listen, I'm keeping my field until you can pay that money also. V'chachomim omrim, and the other sages, they disagreed with Admon. They said, zeh haya pikeach. This lender and field seller was being very clever. Why? Shemachar lo et hakarka. He sold the borrower some land. Mipnei shehu yachol lemashkano. Because now he can use the land as collateral to get payment of his debt. The larger concept, as we've seen discussing the ketuvah, when a man is married and he owns a field and then he sells that field, well, guess what? There's a mortgage, there's a lien on there to the ketuvah. The ketuvah is like an outstanding debt. So too, if a man simply had borrowed money and owes money, and he owned a field at the same time, and then he sells the field, well, guess what? There's now an obligation, like a mortgage, you know, you'd find it on the title search on that particular field. So the creditor could go after that if the borrower has no liquid assets to pay the loan. So now this lender and seller of the field was very smart, according to the sages, because he now has a solid asset in the hands of the borrower, that if the borrower doesn't have cash to pay the loan, the lender can go after that asset. Admon disagrees because Admon says, listen, if that was the case, he was planning ahead in advance, then the lender would have told somebody. He would have made a modah, an informational statement to two of his friends, to two witnesses, and said, listen, this is why I'm selling it, because, you know, I really want to get a collateral, I want a mashkon. But the other sages, they disagree. They say if someone starts doing that, then word gets out and the sale will fall through. And, you know, chavra chavra isle, you know, your friend is a friend and everyone's going to tell the borrower and it's not going to work out. Yashar Korachim and Ashvatov.